This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The new play Lions is in previews at the Proscenium at the Drake as part of this year's Philadelphia Fringe Festival. It's by Scott Shepherd and Alice York of Lightning Rod Special and is about the business of letting someone die. Within little more than a year, both of their fathers passed after long hospital stays. Out of that shared experience, they began shaping this play they say disassembles the myths their fathers told themselves about what it means to be a great man. I spoke with the writing and acting team and started the conversation with a simple question for them. What are the names of your fathers?
My dad's name was Doug York.
And my dad's name was Stephen Shepherd.
And there's an artistic journey here. What happens in this show?
We kind of put on certain masculine items, clothing, mustaches, as a kind of armor as we face this very intense period where we're trying to figure out how to make sense of the way that our dads died. This kind of moment of lots of very difficult choices and, you know, ventilators and breathing machines, comas.
They were both in the last weeks of their life in the ICU, both of them in these very tenuous situations around whether they'll recover from their ailments and injuries or whether they won't. And so the play is sort of based on and set in that time period that we went through of what became the last two or three weeks of their lives, all of the stress and decisions that you have to make and literal things that you have to go through in order to not only figure out who they were, but also how to represent what they might want.
Are you them?
Not exactly. We like to think of ourselves as the clerks of death. We're thinking about all of the business and all of the to-do lists and all of the ways in which we kind of put ourselves to work in order to grapple with their deaths and their memories and also to not feel things by putting ourselves to work.
Yeah. And I think in some ways we are these clerks and we are ourselves. When you are in a situation like the ones we were in, you also sort of have to become a person. This is my job. My job is I go to the hospital and my job is I go through these belongings and I go through these decisions. So no, we are not Alice and Scott. We play these clerks, but in other ways, these clerks also are Alice and Scott.
And in reading a little, you know, summary about it, there's the word clown. Mm-hmm. There's Kafka, a couple different things. And I was like, huh, this is really very intriguing. Okay, let's start with clown. Are you allowed to reveal what clown means in this story?
Yeah, I think clown is less like who shows up at your kid's birthday party, but more a sense of being able to see and sometimes talk to or interact with the audience and a sense of play. We often think of plays as having what they call the fourth wall, this imagined wall between the audience and the actors. And when the clown, in quotes, is on stage, that wall often doesn't exist. So the audience can be a participant, not necessarily because we're going to come out and make you do something, but because we see you and we want you to feel as involved in the show as we are.
I'm also very curious about, and we'll get to the Kafka part.
Well, we'll never get to the Kafka part. That's the difficult thing about the Kafka
Let's
part.
Let's get
it's
to the Kafka part. It's supposed to be like sort of Franz Kafka-esque, the Czech writer, 20th century, Metamorphosis was one of his big things. He also wrote something called Letter to His Father, an actual letter to his father. Is that how he's woven in, or is it more of a fantastical story that we would associate with Kafka?
It's not that specific work. It's more a kind of world where things have a very specific order, but that order doesn't make any sense. And you feel like you're in a bureaucratic maze that doesn't go anywhere. It just kind of spirals endlessly. In this case, us, when we were in this waiting period, wondering if this was going to be months of going to the hospital or just days and feeling powerless.
There's a lot of powerless.
Yeah.
So in this sort of bureaucratic holding pattern, do we learn about your fathers?
Yeah, the audience will learn about our fathers, I think in some explicit ways and then also in some little ways that you might say, oh, I wonder if that's from one of their dads or I wonder if that's a little piece of them. And then similarly with us, I think you'll learn some things about myself and Scott explicitly, and then also hopefully get to see the pieces of our fathers that are in us, both in the joyful, exciting ways that children carry on traits of their fathers, and then also in some of the more complicated or gnarly ways that you might wrestle with, oh God, I picked up this trait of theirs that I never liked in them.
Right. We're kind of going through all of their things, and we kind of playfully lean into the romanticism that maybe we're going to find the one thing that makes it make sense to us, that makes this whole thing add up. It's endlessly the struggle to try and build a legacy, to try and make some kind of sense out of it all. And the impossibility of that is tragic, and also it ends up drawing you closer to them as you try to figure it out, as you fail to figure it out.
Yeah. Do we travel through a grief journey in this play? Mm-hmm.
Grief is certainly present in the play because it's present in loss and in the ways that our lives shift after loss. But one of the things that we're interested in the play is that it doesn't focus on grief. I do think audiences will, and especially audience members who've gone through a similar experience of loss, will recognize the ways that grief crops up in more subtle or less clear ways. But it's not as much about a specific journey of grief.
Yeah. Would your fathers have expected this from you to somehow come together and create this? What would they think of this?
I think my father might expect it a little bit, but we've talked about this. I don't think he would like it. I don't think he would. I don't think he would dislike it. But he was a very private person. We're trying to kind of, in looking at disappointments of our father's lives and their expectations and their frustrations and the sad things that happened to them, I think we're trying to offer them the humanity that they couldn't always offer themselves. Yeah. That he still always wanted to be this image of an idealized father. I think it was really difficult for him to be vulnerable.
And you, Alice?
Almost the opposite. I think my dad would not have expected it. He was a theater person very early in his working life. He worked as a stage manager and a set designer, and always really appreciated passing along his creativity to his children. I just picture him smiling and laughing and sort of groaning here and there while he, if he could watch our
from the back row.
From the back row.
Well, good luck. Best of luck.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Lions from Lightning Rod Special is written and performed by my guests today, Alice York and Scott Shepherd, and directed and developed by Sarah Blush. It's running September 10th through the 21st at the Proscenium at the Drake. It's part of the Philly Fringe Festival and the Cannonball Festival. You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition.